Welcome to the AgeTurners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this podcast, Brother Ricky Acosta provides some practical help regarding beginning our day with a set time of fellowship with the Lord.
Every genuine seeker of the Lord agrees that a crucial aspect in our going on with the Lord involves the matter of our having fellowship with God every day. Beginning with today's program, we would like to have a series of talks in which we try to help you to establish and enrich your daily fellowship with the Lord. Fellowship with God is like breathing. It should be ongoing and constant and moment by moment. We should be able to have fellowship with God all day long and wherever we are. On the other hand, in order to be a normal Christian, it is crucial that we establish the habit of having a set time of fellowship with God every day, and even in a set place. We found that this kind of fellowship with God at a set time and at a set place really strengthens us so that we can have that ongoing and constant fellowship with the Lord for the rest of the day. Our talks will focus on this matter of the set time and set place fellowship. Before getting into this matter, however, there's one very important principle that I would like to cover, and that is that in every day we should give Christ the first place. Our day should begin by our turning our heart to the Lord, telling the Lord that we love Him. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "Whenever the heart turns to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away." We should begin every day, even as soon as our eyes open, we should say, "Lord, I turn my heart to You. Lord, I give this day to You. Lord Jesus, I love You." This allows the Lord the opportunity to gain the ground in our heart for that day. It gives us the chance to have a new beginning with the Lord every day. And also, this really honors the Lord because it puts Him first. This in no way is a guarantee or a promise that we're going to stay in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit all day long, but definitely it does give the Lord the ground in our heart for that day. It would be so good if every day we would begin our day by praying this prayer, "Lord Jesus, make Your home in my heart a little bit more today." Regarding this matter of setting aside some time to fellowship with God every day, I'd like to read a few lines to you from a book by Brother Witness Lee entitled Lessons for New Believers. This is from chapter 22, a chapter that's entitled The Practice of Fellowship, Part 2. The section I'm reading from is entitled Setting Aside Fixed Times. He says, "Although we should be in constant fellowship with God, we still need to set aside some time each day for fellowship. A new believer especially should set aside time during which he can fellowship with God. Examples of this can be found in the Bible. Daniel 6:10 says that Daniel prayed before his God three times daily. Psalm 119, verse 164 says that David praised God seven times a day. Psalm 55:17 says that he complained and moaned evening, morning, and at noontime. He came before God three times a day. Acts 10:3 says that Cornelius prayed at the ninth hour of the day. He had a fixed time to fellowship with God. Even our Lord Jesus set aside a specific time to pray for needs that arose. During the 2,000 years of church history, many spiritual men who were used by the Lord set aside a specific time every day to have fellowship with Him. According to our experience, it is best to set aside a time in the morning before the day dawns. This is the time when we are refreshed after a night of sleep. We have not had contact with any person or thing, and our outward environment and our inner being are quieter. Therefore, it is the best and sweetest time to come before God to have fellowship with Him." We encourage all the brothers and sisters if possible, to try to practice this kind of set time, set place fellowship with the Lord in the morning. In the Old Testament, there's this example of the manna that the children of Israel were supposed to gather before the sun waxed hot, because the manna would melt when the sun came out. And this is a picture to show us that before the day heats up, we should eat the Lord. We should enjoy the Lord. This is a real honoring of the Lord, to put him first in our day. And as it mentioned in the portion that I just read, the morning time is when both our outward environment and our inner being are quieter. Although this is not true 100% of the time, this really is an important matter to pay attention to. We'll get into this in future programs. We also should pay attention to the matter of the place. In Matthew chapter 6, the Lord says that when we pray, we should enter into a private room and there have fellowship with the Father. This points to the fact that we should have fellowship in a place that is free of distraction. We'll also get into this in future programs. You know, this set time of fellowship with the Lord does not have to be so long. The important thing at the beginning is not the length of time, but rather the matter of the consistency. I know that some young people, in order to start the habit of having the set time fellowship with the Lord, they will be on the phone with someone and have a corporate time of prayer. This is a good habit to have in order to begin. However, eventually, it's a good practice for everyone to have a personal time with the Lord. Maybe at the beginning, at least three or four days out of the week. But our goal should be to build up the habit of daily fellowship with the Lord. We realize that in the past, many of you have tried to have such times with the Lord and practiced having a set time with the Lord, but you ran into some obstacles or faced some frustrations or problems. In these talks, we'd like to offer you some help, how to overcome these hurdles or obstacles. For now, just tell the Lord, "Lord, I want to give you the first place in my heart, the first place in my life, and the first place of every day of my life." How about tomorrow morning? You schedule to have maybe just 5 or 10 minutes with the Lord, just to practice these few things. Call on him and tell him that you love him. And pray. And when I say pray, what I mean is just say something to the Lord and pour out to him and tell him what you want from him for that day. Maybe you would tell him, "Lord, I just want to give you my heart. Lord, I don't know how much I'll turn to you today, but Lord, I want to give you the ground in my heart from this morning. Feed me and strengthen me." And then just open the Bible and read or pray read a verse or two. You know, in Psalm 42, the psalmist says, "When shall I come and appear before God?" It seems that God delights in just our presence, in our coming to him and just appearing before him. And then in Psalm 5:3, David says, "O Jehovah, in the morning you will hear my voice." Did you know God just wants to hear your voice in the morning? So how about tomorrow morning you set aside a few minutes just to appear before God and let him hear your voice? Just tell him, "Lord Jesus, I love you. I give this day to you. Lord, I give you my heart. Make your home in my heart a little bit more today." You'll find that this kind of set time, set place fellowship will strengthen you to both flee and to pursue. For HTurners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.